the book Hebrews, part 241. I'm Professor Hannes Reefenhuis of the First Assembly of Yapashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or otherwise, maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's international number, it's plus 27 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. Now, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikToks. Send this link to your friends and families, all those who are dear to you. Make sure you need to have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, great privilege to be able to partake in the study of the word of Yahweh El Elohim, being taught by the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. We're starting this new week with a new chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, this week and the next week, while we are busy with Hebrews chapter 11, we are gonna learn some certain things about faith. And that's why we need to take time with the study and to absorb everything that has been said and shown in the study. Because you know what it can do? It can advance us spiritually, and it can cause us not to flaw or make mistakes on certain things in our lives. Why? Because faith is substance that every Yavist needs to have. The boy says, without faith it is impossible to see Yahushua. Hallelujah. Why? Because the opposite of faith is you need to touch everything, feel everything, smell everything, hear everything, see everything. And faith is something completely different. Alright, we're going to study about faith and allow the Ruach HaKodesh to open the word of Yahweh unto us while we are studying His word. Hebrew 11 verse 1. Now Apostle Paul said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. When you look at a Buddha statue, is there any substance of hope? Can any right-thinking person think that he can pray to a sketch statue of concrete and think that that statue can hear him? Or can do anything about his circumstances? Answer any and change any of his problems? Just sitting like that, day and night, 7 days a week, 12 months a year. There's no life in it. And you can have all the faith that you need to, that statue cannot answer your prayer. And that's why the word says we're not to make statues of Yahushua, not in heaven, not in earth, not under the earth. It's a sin. The word says it's a sin to make a statue and worship a statue. That's what the Bible says. So what do we have opposite to what the Buddhist has or the Hindus has? we have faith in the substance of things hoped for. Have any one of us seen Yahushua? No. But you know, through faith, the things that happened more than 2,000 years ago in the life of Yahushua while he was walking the earth, performing his ministry for 3 years, those things today to us was Yahvis, because we're not Christians, we're not Protestants, we're not Catholics. Yahvis means followers of Yahushua. The word says that we have faith in believing the things that we read in the Bible as if it was yesterday. Sunday, yesterday, that it happened. No, it didn't happen yesterday. It happened more than 2,000 years ago. But it was carried over from generation to generation with so much empathy and love that we today, hearing it and experiencing it, experiencing love and grace, knowing that my sins were forgiven by His resurrection blood, His supernatural blood, as if it happened yesterday. Now, faith is the substance of the things hoped for. So, when I have faith, the second substance is hope. The evidence, so now I have faith, I have hope, and the evidence. I need to have faith, believing that this person can be healed of cancer. I must have the hope in Yahushua, combined the hope with the faith, knowing that through faith 2,000 years ago He healed leprosy, He healed the blinded eyes, He made the lame to walk. That faith 2,000 years ago, combined with the hope in this 21st century, is the evidence, the substance. The faith and the substance of hope is the evidence of things not seen. We don't have a statue, but we have faith. And faith cannot be seen. Faith is that which I believe. The impossible, which is the impossible, which is impossible, I say it can be changed. There's Brother Rudy, his sister's little daughter, I think she's 2 years old. They had to, Thursday or Friday, remove half of her one kidney to save her life. She was critical. And when he called me, we prayed. I said, I believe that Yahweh can do a miracle, and that He will heal this child. I believed it. He's using the hands of the doctors to cut that one half of the kidney away. So I believe Yahweh to do a supernatural miracle. I think it was Friday, he sent me, Friday, he sent me photos. He said, Prof, look at this baby, this little girl. She's still full of pipes and everything, but she's alive. They're going to feed her food now. What is that? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We haven't seen these miracles, but we believe in miracles. Why? Because Yahushua through faith has done miracles 2,000 years ago. And those miracles to us, as if it happened last week, is fresh in our minds. What do? We study the Word. We study the Revelation Word, and we find that Yahweh has performed miracles upon miracles upon miracles. This afternoon I spoke to, I sent a message to Brother Rudy, and I say we believe that Yahweh is going to raise this little girl from a hospital bed. And it is going to be a testimony unto her parents, and that they would be drawn into the Word, the Revelation Word. What is it? Faith is the substance of the things hoped for. You know what? We have hope. That guy looking at that Buddha statue just sitting there, a lot of pigeons on his head, he can have no hope. He cannot have, because you need faith. The evidence of things not seen. We have not seen miracles 2,000 years ago. The apostles, the disciples, the Yahvists 2,000 years ago, they experienced firsthand the miracles. The blind man, when his eyes were opened, he went into the temple and the Levites and the priest says, but isn't this the same person that from his young childhood was sitting in front of the temple begging for something to eat or money or whatever? Isn't this the guy that we know, the blind? Because this man was running around in the temple. Bible says he was blind from his birth. Isn't this the same guy? And all Yahushua has said to him is that your faith will heal you. And then his eyes went open. And this morning we need to have faith in what we expect from Yahweh our Elohim. We need to accept it in faith. We need to call the things that's not as if it is. This little girl, that half of her knee had to be removed. Rather half a knee, half of a kidney. Let she live with the half of a kidney. Yahweh can do a miracle and give her a new kidney in time to come. But there's evidence. She's becoming well. Every day she's growing stronger. There's evidence of the things that we could not see, but that we hope for. We believe it's going to happen. We believe a miracle is going to take place. We believe that faith will work in the lives of people. And although we're living in the 21st century, the promises in the book, in the word of Yahweh, has never changed. The promises today is as real as what it was 2,000 years ago. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So where does faith start? Hoping. The evidence, after hoping, there will come evidence of things not seen. And I'm closing the study this morning with evidence of calling the things which is not available, which is not seen right now, but believe it as if it is. You call the things that's not as if it is right now. Maybe somehow Yahweh is speaking to somebody this morning to just raise your hands in faith and say, Yahweh, sure, I accept my healing. The faith is the substance of the things hoped, the evidence of the things not seen. I call it as if it is. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahweh is coming back again. Hallelujah.